time now. Only retreat or surrender. Or death.
Well, that's an easy choice for us, Arcadian. Spartans never retreat. Spartans never surrender.
Go, spread the word. Let every Greek assembled know the truth of this.
Let each among them search his own soul.
While you're at it, search your own.
This is the Warrior Mind Podcast, and I'm your host, Greg Swanson. Podcasting from beautiful Bend, Oregon, the Warrior Mind Podcast is a personal empowerment series that gives you the information required to develop a mindset of a warrior, maximize your human potential, and achieve peak performance. Greetings, and again, I am Greg Swanson, and this is the Warrior Mind Podcast. To find more about Warrior Mind coaching and training, please visit us at www.warriormindcoach.com. Well, greetings. Happy spring to everybody. It may not seem like it for some of us, but it is a beautiful spring here in Bend. The white mountains, the blue skies, it's just absolutely gorgeous. Going to go out for a hike later on today and just get out there in the fresh air and enjoy. Speaking of Bend, June 6th, 7th, and 8th is going to be the Develop Mental Strength of a Warrior Intensive up here in beautiful Bend. Put that on your calendars. There is a link on this podcast on my blog, warriormindcoach.com/blog, where you'll be able to find a link to go and pre-register. I'm still taking pre-registration. It is no cost to pre-register, and when you do, you will be able to get a discount for the workshop. It's going to be an amazing workshop. I'll make actually a separate podcast or separate info about that. But on to today's topic. You know, many of the listeners and readers of my information are already self-employed, if you will. They own their own businesses. So this may not pertain to them as much as it is to the individuals that work in a corporation. And I want to talk about the mindset of thinking like an independent contractor or thinking like an entrepreneur. At least here in the United States, we have maybe not so much anymore, but it used to be that when you got a corporate job, you had security. When you had security, you know, you could plan on your future, you could do things, and you kind of relaxed in your ability to perform. Yeah, if you wanted to get a promotion or a raise, you may do a few extra things. But generally speaking, we kind of relax. Okay, whew, wow, I got a job. I got a full-time job. I don't have to worry about finances. I don't have to worry about insurance. I don't have to worry about any of these things. Well, what I'd like you to do is to start to shift your perspective and come to work, come to your career as if you're an independent contractor, and that every single day it's your duty and responsibility to produce the best quality product or service that you're there, so that you not out of fear that you'll be fired, but knowing that good, talented people are always in demand. And the more you show how you can produce quality work, a quality product, even when you're not asked to, so you go above and beyond. So independent contractor or an entrepreneur, if you will think about a bigger plan than just security. They know that their only security is their ability to perform the job. And so when you can come to work or come to your career thinking that I need to outperform myself from yesterday, what can I do today to make myself more valuable? What can I do to add more value to this company, to my clients, to my customers? And then when you start thinking about adding more value every single day, you will be rewarded. And this is even true if you already are an entrepreneur. When you can start adding more value, just a little things every single day, your clients and your employees will start to appreciate that. And if you are an employee, your manager, your boss, your company will appreciate that, and they will reward you. But we've fallen into this, you know, we want everybody to take care of us. We've fallen into this orphan child, or the innocent child, if you will. This is kind of an archetypal comparison, that we want a mother to take care of us. So we look for a corporate job, or we look for the government to take care of our needs. And that's just being a child psychology. That's not being a warrior psychology. That's not living in your own power. When you start looking at your career or your job because you want somebody to take care of you, that's not really an effective way of going through life, right? The warrior way is to have goals, to accomplish those goals, to keep moving forward. The warrior knows that they are 100% responsible for their results, and they don't depend on anybody else to help them. They will accept assistance, right? So it's not that they're out there by themselves, but they know that their results are dependent completely on them. And if we're in a career where we want, or even if you're looking, let me put it this way, even if you're looking for a career and you're making a job change and you're looking at it, think about it. Are you looking for a career or a job because you want to be taken care of? Oh, I want to get insurance, health insurance. Oh, I want to get a paycheck. I want to get this. I want to get that. Well, that's like a mother. A mother gives that to you. So, but when you can look at a job and say, I want to find a place where I can express my talents, where I can continue to grow, then you're thinking like an entrepreneur. You're thinking like an independent contractor. You're acting like a warrior. And so if you're unemployed, I encourage you to shift your mindset as to finding a mother to take care of you, whether that's, you know, a corporate mother, and start looking at where can you express your talents, where can you express your ideal self most effectively, in what type of environment. Yeah, it may not pay the most right now, but when you get into that and you start to add value every day and you continue to give and attack that career like a warrior, you will be rewarded later on. That's the other challenge, is we want instant gratification. So we want a mother to take care of us, and we want the mother to take care of us now. Well, that is a pretty sad state of affairs when we start looking at how we want to live our life. You know, the warrior takes care of themselves. They will help others along the way. That's the thing, is they help others. They don't depend on others. And so if you're out looking for a job, think about where can you go to express yourself the best. It may be that you do become an entrepreneur, or you do become an independent contractor and work with different companies to express yourself, or you start your own business. But if you already are, or you already have a career, think about, how are you showing up? Are you showing up, oh boy, gotta go to work again, this is it? Well, you know, imagine if you didn't have that job, first of all. Second, if you go to work with that type of an attitude of what's the minimum I can do to get by, sooner or later you will become expendable. So what you want to do is create value. What's the most I can do today so that I can express myself, so that I become more valuable to my boss, to my team, to my company, to the clients of that company? And when you can start to think, to have that mindset of shifting, of what can I do today to become more valuable? Wow, that's a great question. And you can start getting some wonderful answers. It may mean that you do things that you don't get paid for. Big deal. Suck it up, princess, and start doing that if you want to get ahead in your career. Because when we start thinking of somebody taking care of us, I mean, isn't that a sad state of affairs to go around life like a little child, wanting somebody to take care of us and pamper us and feed us and spoon us and change our clothes? You know, if you're listening to this podcast, I know that is not you. However, these beliefs are so ingrained in our culture that we may not realize that's what we're doing. We're looking for another mother to take care of us, and so we want to look at, what's the minimum I can do so that this corporate mother will take care of me? Throw that out the window. You really need to change that around. And at the Develop the Mental Strength of a Warrior intensive, we'll go through how to shift that mindset of being a warrior. And so when you go to your career, when you go to your job, look at it. Think about, what more can I do today? How can I add more value? How can I How can I become independent of what my boss tells me to do? If my boss tells me to do X, Y, and Z, how can I also do A, B, and C and provide that much more value? When you start adding more value, you will be rewarded, because even if it's not rewarded in your current company, another company will look for you. Top performers are always in demand. Always. So with that, think about that. So, you know, perhaps over the weekend, think about if you don't have a career, what would be a career that you would like that would help express your ideal self? And it may not pay the most now, but it may in the long term. If you already are in a career, think about what additional value can you provide? Are they looking for volunteers to work on some focus teams or focus groups? Where else can you provide some of this service and assistance? And so when you take a look at that, start to act on it, and you'll be amazed at how you will become rewarded for that. So with that, I've been getting some great feedback on the podcast. Please provide me feedback on this podcast or any topics that you'd like me to discuss. Go to warriormindcoach.com/blog. Look for the Contact Me tab. You can send me a voice message or a direct note. Thanks for listening to the Warrior Mind podcast. If you like what you heard, please tell your friends and subscribe at warriormindcoach.com/podcast. Also, make sure you sign up for the Warrior Mind newsletter and check out our blog at warriormindcoach.com/blog. Until next time, live with courage. And remember, every facet, every compartment of your mind is to be programmed by you. And unless you take your rightful responsibility and begin to program your own mind, the world will program it for you.
I am not a warrior. Very soon.